USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Protests continued in Portland, Oregon for the 57th straight night. Federal agents remained on the streets of downtown using tear gas at times. Some protesters tried to tear down the fence surrounding the federal court building. Protests during the day on Friday began peacefully. Separate groups of lawyers, healthcare workers, and others intersected together at one point, all protesting not only racial inequality in light of the police killing of George Floyd, but the presence of federal agents in their town.
I think it's awful. No one invited them. They're causing problems. I feel like there's been a lot more violence since they have been here.
As protests continued, a federal judge denied a request for a temporary restraining order against federal law enforcement from Oregon's attorney general. The judge found that Oregon lacked standing in its attempt to limit federal agents. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
A federal judge has temporarily blocked the Seattle City Council ban on tear gas, pepper spray, and other crowd control measures from taking effect this weekend. The temporary restraining order clears the way for law enforcement to use the methods in advance of planned protests. The Justice Department argued the ban would put the community at risk, concerns similarly voiced by Seattle Police Chief Carmen Best.
The council legislation gives officers no ability to safely intercede to preserve property in the midst of a large and violent crowd. Allowing this behavior deeply troubles me.
The Cleveland Indians opted to wear their away duds with the word Cleveland on the front in a message of solidarity for people of color. The Major League Baseball franchise is currently mulling a name change. They had their home opener Friday and under normal circumstances would be wearing their home jerseys. But the home jerseys say Indians across the front. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
This week's Democratic Address focuses on the 2020 elections.
California Congressman Adam Schiff says in the address that foreign interference in America's elections is real and getting worse, but he says President Trump refuses to stop it.
We deter foreign interference from any nation by exposing it and making it clear that there will be serious consequences for any who try to meddle.
Schiff also says another important step is keeping voters armed with good information to avoid the spread of disinformation. And he says there's been what he calls domestic meddling as well, in the forms of limits on the number of polling places and excessive voter ID requirements. And he blames the GOP and President Trump.
By attacking vote by mail, by forcing people to choose between their health and their vote, he is trying to help himself, not the nation.
The Trump administration says voter fraud is real, it's prevalent, and it supports policies that can prevent it. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Arson is suspected in a fire that caused major damage to the Arizona Democratic Party headquarters in Phoenix. Steven Slagaki, chair of the Maricopa County Democrats, who shared the building, spoke to KPNX-TV.
Our side of the building here at the Maricopa County Democratic Party is completely burned down. They said we've lost all of our stuff.
The investigation is ongoing, but an official with the Phoenix Fire Department said the determination that it was a human-caused fire came after a collection of evidence. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.